ThomasBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three with John Hyde. I'm Mickey Plyler. A lot going on here on the show. Not as a whole lot in the sports world, but I wanted to get to this, John. We'll open up phone lines after we read this to you. 654-ROAR. Also, your health care text line, 986-1566. And you can reach us on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at John_Height. This is Dennis Dodd from the weekend saying that why extra eligibility for spring college athletes is not a slam dunk as the NCAA prepares to vote. The article says the discussion over what once was thought to be a slam dunk, an additional year of eligibility for college athletes participating in spring sports, has now gone sideways, according to one Power Five athletic director. The source is not alone in that view, which comes a day before the NCAA Council could vote on the issue that emerged with the cancellation of the NCAA's tournament and the remainder of the 19-20 athletic year due to coronavirus. One day after the tournament was canceled, the NCAA Council Coordination Committee released a statement saying, quote, eligibility relief is appropriate for all Division I student athletes who participated in spring sports. At the time, the statement was interpreted by many as formally granting an additional year of eligibility for those athletes in baseball, golf, men's volleyball, lacrosse, rowing, softball, tennis, track, and water polo. It was also interpreted as a common sense resolution by sometimes slow-moving NCAA. The NCAA Council must formally adopt such a measure as an adjustment to the waiver process for athletes. All of that was before the announcement of a shortfall of more than 60% in the annual NCAA revenue distribution to member schools because of cancellation of the tournament. Now, last week, USA Today projected that merely granting seniors another year of eligibility would cost Power Five institutions between $500,000 and $900,000. In essence, administrators are coming into financial grips, or coming to financial grips with doing the right thing. The subject has become so complicated that a vote may be pushed beyond Monday. So we could find out that this is as early as today. According to, this is one athletic director, quote, this was a game changer that's going to impact non-Power 5 conferences. The two leagues is probably impacts the least are the Big Ten and the SEC, but the other leagues, it impacts everybody, unquote. Division II has already granted an additional year of eligibility to athletes competing in their spring sports. That's good news. However, Dennis Dodd says, there's already widespread agreement among major college administrators that winter sports, including basketball, will not get the extra year. For athletes, particularly seniors in spring sports, whose careers would be otherwise over, the situation was summed up by one administrator this way. Sometimes life's not fair. Bob Bowlesby, the commissioner of the Big 12, said, quote, almost all programs are managing a zero bottom line, unquote. Some of them have reserves, but generally speaking, we're running a nonprofits that we are, unquote. That means that many unexpected shortfalls have desired effect on athletic budgets. Most spring sports are equivalency sports, meaning those athletes receive partial scholarships. And dealing with the additional year of eligibility, the athletic department would have to write a check that for a partial scholarship. The athletes themselves would be paying for the remainder. The institution would be benefiting from getting both of those checks. Caught in the middle of these are the spring athletes whose careers might be over. In baseball, that means a season that were less than half complete might be lost. Few sources wanted to be quoted directly on the situation because it's so sensitive and it's so fluid. It isn't clear as of Sunday how some conferences will be voting. Sunbelt Commissioner Keith Gill said, quote, our general rule, our conference is in place where we're going to try to provide some relief in that position. Our students have been going through a lot, unquote. Meanwhile, a Big Ten source said it was, quote, still discussing trying to see what others are saying, unquote. And one Pac-12 source said the league is talking more general terms about following additional year for seniors only. Athletic director said, quote, I think it's more circumstance of the budget shortfall than structure. John, this looks like the right thing to do. If you are a baseball or softball player and you're a spring sport athlete and your spring got taken away from you, it looks like the right thing to do. But money, the almighty dollar, might not be the case, might not allow this to happen. We thought it was a for sure done deal. It's not a for sure done deal now, John.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see how it goes because, you know, some conferences, you know, like I said, the Big Ten, SEC, that have a ton of money, you know, they can probably foot the bill. And, you know, I was shocked when you said Division II said they were already going to do this.
Yeah.
That's the thing that, you know, intrigues me. It's not so much the big time Power Fives, it's the group of fives, the FCS members.
Yeah.
Maybe a school that may have used a lot of its reserve fund in firing coaches and paying buyouts, and now some of those reserves aren't what they were to cover some of these, you know, additional scholarships that they're going to have to put up next year.
I'm not shocked about the Division II because most Division IIs are partial scholarships, and the school needs, you know, half a scholarship, but still they're paying half tuition.
Right.
They need that money. And as Ralph Patterson would tell you, at a place like Newberry, a large percentage of the student body are student athletes, that they're going to those schools to be able to still play those sports. Not the only reason, but you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So that's why athletics are so important to a place like Newberry. So when you're talking about Division II, that doesn't surprise me. I'm also not surprised that you're running on this zero sum total, whatever the term you use in accounting, that most of these places don't want to show profit. Mm-hmm. And so they spend. That's the thing that a lot of people, you know, you're going to spend what you make because you want to, you know, you want to be a nonprofit, not a nonprofit, but you want, you know, you want, there's a, these treasures, they spend everything that you make and have some reserves, but not a lot. So that doesn't surprise me either. But when you're talking about missing this NCAA basketball tournament, if you're going to miss up to 60% of the revenue from that tournament, that tournament and college football pay for so much that if you don't have them, then obviously it's a huge budget part. I'm not surprised by this at all. Now, here's the good news. Man, I'm trying to turn everything into good news now. This is why we will have football. Right now, because of the basketball tournament, we're saying that we might not be able to provide scholarships and do the right thing for those seniors getting back their senior year. Imagine if you didn't have football. Imagine it with then you don't, it's not only do you not have seniors in volleyball, you don't have seniors, juniors, sophomores, or freshmen in volleyball. If you don't have football, you not only have getting seniors back an extra year in softball, you don't have softball. So this is where you have to have football. If that means pushing it back, you know what? If it means pushing football back to January and having a spring sport for you, I don't know. But you will have football, but good Lord willing that we're not all dead and we're not all in this big crazy state and this thing mutates and goes crazy. I'm just saying that if any way possible to figure out any solution out there at all, we're going to have football in 2021 academic year. Let me put it to you like that.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
It might be January football. But we're going to have football, man. We can't afford not to have football through all this. One of the things I learned a few years ago was things are different in the micro than they are in the macro. And in the macro, I can feel a certain way, and I'm going to be staunch and whatever. But when it comes to micro, there's individual little stories out there. We all become softies. You know, for someone to say the death rate is whatever, but then you know someone. Or for someone to say, you know, this, and it hits close to your home, that's a whole different situation. John, I'm on the driving range on Friday this past week. And I've known this friend of mine's daughter is a college golfer. And I've seen her since she was about 12 years old. On the driving range and taking lessons and working hard at it. And she earned herself a scholarship to a local college. I'm not going to mention what college right now. Just, I don't want these people thinking I might just mention their names. Anyway. And she's out there. I hadn't seen her lately. And she's out there hitting balls. And I said, you know what? How's your game going? She said, well, you know, competitive golf is over now. I was like, you know, I didn't think about that. I'm sorry. And she had her college golf bag out there. She's hitting it. And I said, you know, I didn't think about that. I'm sorry your season's over. She said, yeah. Now I'm just like looking for jobs and stuff. And it hit me all of a sudden, like a ton of bricks. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like your college days are over. Your competing days are over now. And she said, yeah. And I said, how unfair, man. Like, that was taken from you. This is your senior year. They do really well there, and they make the playoffs down and all conferences and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gracious. My heart just hit the ground. Like, by no fault of your own, your senior year was taken from you. And it just made me just feel terrible for her. And she had a good attitude about it, and she understands. And I said, well, you can play competitive golf down there. I said, no, I don't think so. You know what? It was a ways to get to school, and I enjoyed it, but I'm burned out. My body's burned out now. My mind's burned out now. And she'll come back later, whatever. But I was thinking, oh, my goodness, how about that? That it hit home now. Like, these things are – it really happens that way. And then we get back to the macro of what the article talks about, is it might still come down to money. Where she may could have had another extra senior year, but it might just come down to money. It's kind of crazy. All right. Let me get into this, John. Let me switch gears, kind of pivot a little bit for you.
All right.
654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to talk backup quarterback at Clemson and win total for Will Muschamp and what it will take. Let's start with backup quarterback. Assuming we play football and assuming that Trevor Lawrence is healthy, what does the backup quarterback at Clemson, it's a very important role post Chase Bryce, Tyson Pumbachan and DJ Uiagalelei, where does it start, John, when we come back in fall camp? Where is it in September? How does it evolve? What are your thoughts about end of the year and the race to replace Trevor Lawrence? Walk me through what you expect out of the backup quarterbacks and what that situation looks like as the year progresses.
Well, if everything is operating under the calendar that has originally been created, I think we go into fall camp, Trevor 1, Tyson 2, DJ 3, and I think best case scenario for DJ at the end of fall camp, there's an or next to his and Tyson's name. And I think if that's the case, because I think he's talented enough to do so, but, you know, very rarely does Dabo just, you know, give it over to the true freshman in that sense. I could see it being a couple of games, but I think if Clemson is ever in a situation early on where they're up by a significant margin like they have been the last couple of years, then I think you see both guys play. One guy gets a series, next guy gets a series. You know, for hypothetical purposes, let's say Georgia Tech game. Tyson goes out there first, then DJ would go after him. I think in the next game, it would flip-flop. You send DJ out there first, then Tyson after him. But I don't know. I would personally believe that it's going to be a rotating dual backup quarterback role at Clemson this year. So where is that as to say?
I think this. I don't disagree with you. And I think that as the season progresses, I think we could see this thing change. In my mind, the way I see it is that Tyson is the more experienced guy and has been here and is number two right now, and DJ's number three. I think that as camp goes on, that still might be two and three. Could it be a situation where it's an or? Yes. Could it be where DJ beats him out in the fall camp? I don't know that. I'm not sure that can happen in a camp. However, one thing that you just talked about is that the Clemson margin of victory has allowed – the Tigers to play a lot of players. And
including Tyson in a couple of games last year.
Right. Whether it be in Atlanta on the third, Louisville, Akron, or Virginia in September, or maybe it takes in October against a Boston College team on the road, maybe NC State or Syracuse, who knows. But I think as we get into October, I think this thing becomes clear. And either Tyson will be better than DJ or DJ will be better than Tyson. But this will be proven, I think, on the field in these games, and I think our sample size of let me look this up really fast before we take a break, because this is important here, John. Let me look up how many snaps the backup quarterbacks had last year. Because can't you see that number being similar this year with the schedule? can't you see the backup quarterbacks playing about the same amount? Or do you expect more or less than what you saw last year, or the same amount?
I would say about the same.
I would agree.
Because I don't think, you know, we're not going to keep Trevor Lawrence in the game to run up the stat sheet.
Right. As far as participation, bear with me a second here.
I've got total passing here.
All right, I'm talking about the number of snaps. So Chase Bryce last year, if I can find this right, Chase Bryce last year played, oh, man, here it is, in 210 snaps last year. And Pumachon, I'm going to say played about 50 snaps. Maybe he only played in four games because he redshirted. I played in 43 snaps. So you're talking about 250 snaps, right? Yeah, about 250 total in that range. I think, and let's just say it's 125 a piece. Well, even that, let's say through October, it's 75 snaps each. Through 75 snaps each, shouldn't we have a pretty good idea of which quarterback looks the best?
You would think so.
And then if both of them play 125 snaps each through the season, and here's the difference. DJ's going to play more than Tyson played last year because Tyson redshirted, and I don't expect DJ to redshirt. Tyson played in four games or three games, whatever it was last year, but he redshirted. So I think that DJ's not going to redshirt. Barring injury, I think he's going to be, you know, and everybody's healthy, I think he's going to battle for that position there. So at the end of 125 then, John, and both of them guys played, and Trevor goes to the pros, do you think we'll have a clear-cut starter going into the spring of 21, or will this battle go into 21 for the starting quarterback the following year?
It extends because I think Dabo wants there. He loves competition. I mean, maybe you and I will sit here and say we know who it is or we have a good feeling how it is, but I think Dabo lets it play out into camp because of just how much he wants competition to push people to get him better.
Is it fair for you and I to say that the expectations for DJ are higher than the expectations for Tyson?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, based on their recruiting rankings in their classes, absolutely, right. That's fair.
And a little bit of what you're saying. Look, Tyson has looked good in past scale stuff. In the games, he looked, you know, they didn't let him throw it a whole lot. He was a quarterback sweep guy, whatever. But he didn't look altogether comfortable in throwing the ball in the games, where I think DJ is a much more accomplished, much more polished passer at this time. You know, at that same stage, I should say, coming in. I'm not saying that we're here now, but I'm saying that at the same stage when they both entered through that first spring, I thought Tyson was much better than I thought he was going to be, but still, DJ enters the situation with a much higher base, at least. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, John Hight. When we do, how many games does Will Muschamp have to win? Let's look at the schedule, and let's look at the minimum amount of games and who they have to be, basically, if we are talking about a minimum, for Muschamp to be back in 2021. A little college football talk, man. Just trying to look ahead a little bit. Our good friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-815-8, 404-815-8. You want to see my garage? Come out my house right now because we stay in our garage. I would never believe this in a million years. Here's what it looks like in my house right now, John. We open up our garage doors. We got these lounge chairs, these beach chairs that we sit out there. Drake's got him a little sandbox over in the side yard over there. He's got a little swing set. He likes crawling out. And he's got this wagon that he pushes around, and he's walking around now. Neighbors are coming by. We're waving. Feel like Andy and Barney on the old front steps or whatever. Everybody's talking, how y'all doing? Man, well, we're in our garage, and we're letting him crawl around in the garage and play in the garage because we don't have concrete dust, and we don't have oil stains or anything like that. We've got great-looking floors from Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158. Call them today. 404-8158. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist.com. Tim Morley, no obligation phone call. He's going to take care of you. You're going to love it. Carolina Flooring Specialist.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Minimum number of wins for Muschamp to keep his job. That discussion after this.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's never too early to start planning for the next football season, and now, before we open, is the time to lock in the perfect place to stay in Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both the lake and Death Valley. It is the perfect location for spending game weekends in Clemson. To see it for yourself, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
If you're tired of paying management fees and not seeing any changes in your portfolio, call Brian Massey at IQ Capital Strategy. Your investments are actively managed using a rules and results-based approach. Call Brian at IQ Capital Strategy today for a free consultation. He will review your investment goals and help turn those goals into reality. Call 848-CAPITAL today. IQ Capital Strategy, 735 North Townville Street in Seneca.
Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog die? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. Okay.
It's gonna be okay.
My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all
right. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm going to tell you that one thing that's keeping me sane right now is getting out on the golf course. And, John, we might not ride together on the way down. You might just follow me down. But we're going to head down to Katicha here in the next couple of weeks and take you down and get some great food and play some great golf. I tell you, what a good day to get out. Now, if you're stuck at home and you haven't been out to play golf yet, there's different changes that are going on out there. And Katicha's doing this as well, because we're not touching things. We're not touching pins or we're not touching rakes or anything like that. And so Katicha's doing this kind of things to make it safe for you right now. We want to make this golf situation, social distancing and washing our hands and all this kind of stuff. We wanted to make this very, very safe, and we're doing this. Katicha's doing it. And at the end of the round, get the take-and-bake stuff home with you, the take-home stuff with you, and that way you can feed your entire family right now. They've got some great meals over there now. So find out at Waterfront Grill and the Waterfall Grill, whatever. Find out what they're doing with their take-and-bake stuff. It's a great day. The weather's going to be awesome. Today it's going to be awesome later in the week, and spring is here. And you want to talk about some of the great vistas of just getting out and getting refreshed and seeing it all? Head on over to really one of the most scenic places you'll go to. That's great friends at Katicha, CATEECHEE.com. Virtual lessons online, video lessons online. Jeff Gotham's doing those right now. getting your juniors involved, getting your family involved, taking the wife out. First time, a good friend of mine's wife is getting into it now. She's never played before, and now she's ready to play. Do that and still do it with the family at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. John, I asked during the break, we got a Clemson segment, a South Carolina segment, a Georgia segment, and talking about some of these things. My South Carolina thought is, big picture, Will Muschamp, the minimum amount of wins he has to have, and let me just go over and tell you schedule-wise right now, because that's first and foremost. You can talk about wins all you want to, but let's talk about schedule first to kind of set this up. Just to show you here, 3-4-2-4. The 2020 schedule, they open up at home against Coastal Carolina, home against East Carolina, or home against Missouri, away with Kentucky, away with Florida, a home game with Tennessee, an open date, home game with A&M, away game with Vanderbilt, home game with Georgia, then at LSU, home with Wofford, and at Clemson. In summary, this looks like a difficult schedule again. But, John, 4-8 last year. And let me preface again. Be patient with me one more second. Well, Muschamp, let me give you his record so far in Columbia. Muschamp is entering his fifth season. He went 6-7, 9-4, 7-6, 4-8. So, John, how many wins does Will Muschamp have in order to keep his job and be the head coach there in 2021?
I think you have to go 8-4 or 7-5 with a win over Georgia or Clemson. I think the way last year went and the optics and everything else at the end of that season, you've got to have just something. I mean, I think it's got to be at that level. And I think you've got to show significant progress and a plan in place for what the future will look like. I think that if last season, even with the 4-8 record, I think if it didn't end the way that it did with all the talking and the statements and the no one being on the same page, I think 6-6 he'd be fine. But I think with just the way it was handled, the way everyone's opinions became public, the way the Board of Trustees was openly shopping his job and the AD's job, I think that it made it even more difficult for him.
I just don't see 8 on here.
I don't either, but I think when you have to, I think that's the number he has to hit in order to keep his job. But in no way do I see 8 wins. I mean, we could play the win game. I don't think I got him going to a bowl game.
Let's get to 6, and then we're going to upset Georgia again or upset Clemson. All right? So you're saying 7-5 and beat 7-5 Georgia or with Clemson.
And you got to get the upset to have it 7. If not, if you lose to both those teams, you got to win 8.
All right. So let's exclude Georgia and Clemson from this list and get to 6 then, right?
No, I think if you take those games out, you got to win 8 out of 10.
No, what I'm saying is we're going to give them either an upset, either against Clemson or Georgia.
Okay,
we're
assuming
they're going to split those, all right? So you're saying 7 wins with one of those wins gets you this. Let's get 6 out of the other ones, all right?
Okay, all right, sorry.
Coastal Carolina's a win.
Right.
East Carolina's a win.
Nope, Holt Naylor's and the boys getting things done. Mike Houston, year 2. Let's go, Pirates.
No, Missouri's
they'll win.
Win.
They'll win that game. So, is it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Missouri didn't beat them by 20 last year. But that was a killer beat. Pew! And that's at home. Kentucky on the road. That's a win.
Yeah.
Florida in the swamp's a loss. Wofford's a win. We know that's 5. Wofford's a win. At Vanderbilt can get you to 6. Let me put it like this. If you beat Coastal, East Carolina, Wofford, Vanderbilt, you got to win 2 games between Missouri, Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, A&M, and LSU.
I forgot LSU was on the schedule.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. Does not help.
Yeah, it's not going to help. Here's the bad part. Let me put it to you like this, too. I think what you're going to see at South Carolina is two completely different seasons next year. Let's just use the calendar of September and October as the first season, and let's use the calendar with November being the second season. I think what's going to happen is, in September and October, that Mike Bobo will look like a genius, and Will Muschamp will look like a genius, and they figure this thing out, and it's going to be great. Because with Coastal, with East Carolina, with Missouri, with Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, A&M, and Vanderbilt, those eight games that are in there, I think it could be like 6-2. And, man, 6-2, we're bowl eligible in October, and things are great, and Will Muschamp's a good defensive guy. He got teamed up with Mike Bobo offense, and man, things are going really, really, really good. But then you have Georgia at home, at LSU, Wofford at home, and at Clemson.
And what do they always remember?
They always remember November. And I got to tell you, even at 7-5, with a blowout loss to Georgia, LSU, and Clemson, and that's the last taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
I think that's hard on Will Muschamp. I think he'd have a better time if those games were played early, and you can end it by winning 6 of the last 8.
Oh, without
and
a doubt.
And, feel great about it.
If their schedule was inverted, and you put November and September, and he goes, you win 6 out of 8, oh, yeah, you'd get a big old extension and a raise and everything.
If it was inverted, you would say, man, if we could just survive this, and so we go 1-3, but man, look what's coming behind us. Then we win 7 of our last 9, and man, we're feeling so good about things.
You know, if you're accurate there, where do you think they could win 6 out of their first 8? You getting excited for what if scenarios for South Carolina football to make the college football playoff?
No. And maybe not going to any kind of playoff, because have you seen the news from Sports Illustrated today?
I have not.
This is Sports Illustrated Seminoles, all Seminoles. NCAA has warned for schools not following the coronavirus enacted during the recruiting dead period. Several prominent programs already cited. David Visser of Sports Illustrated Seminoles says, as you know, the NCAA has shut down all athletic activities in response to the worldwide COVID-19 outbreak. That obviously includes all games as well as practices. But another important and critical part of the measure was the ceasing in-person recruiting as well. And for the obvious reason, recruiting efforts bring coaches and staff from schools across the country in and out of living rooms all over the nation. Of course, the program still feel free to communicate with prospects, but the face-to-face meeting plays such a large part of this decision for now. All that's been put on hold. According to Pat Forty, these schools have already received notice of allegation.
Really?
NC State.
Of course.
Kansas.
Kansas is the most ethically run program in the country, Mickey, for all sports. Come on.
Oklahoma State. Southern Cal, TCU, and South Carolina.
Really? Oh, no.
And these programs are likely to get NOAs in the near future. Louisville, Alabama, Arizona, and LSU. I think the article from Sports Illustrated is combining basketball with football, though, because they're saying okay. They already have this. He said a couple of these probably have confirmed NOAs, but neither confirmed nor deny that. Creighton, Auburn. Check out 40's comments below the article. I think the guy's talking about basketball more than all this kind of stuff. And he didn't mention just football now. So he's talking about coaching staff from all sports. So, and what we should have thought about is like this. That Florida State's now a basketball school. So he's talking basketball. But, yes, from a basketball standpoint, NC State, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Southern Cal, TCU, and South Carolina, they already received those on that part of it. Mm. But will we get to the point where the NCAA will start making, coming down on what we're seeing now with recruiting and what they can and can't do? I think these coaches are being careful right now, aren't they? I mean, I got to think across
you
the
would
country.
Think so. You would think so. Yeah, you would hope yeah. so anyways.
Yeah, I got to think across the country that is the case. I just, get back to the original conversation here. I just don't know if you'll see the leniency among the South Carolina program. Because isn't that what he's going to be begging for is leniency?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you tell me.
Playing to the mercy of the court.
Right, right. 7-5 is one thing. Heck, 8-4 is one thing. But let me do this. Let me play this what if game for you, John. What if you can beat Coastal, East Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky. You lose to Florida. You beat Tennessee. Vanderbilt is 6. You beat Wofford 7. And you upset A&M at 8. You get 8 wins. Did you 8-1 or not 8-1 because Wofford's later, but you win 8 games. But you lose to Georgia, you lose to LSU, you lose to Clemson. So you go 8-4. And 8-4 sounds great. And it's a big deal. You double your wins from last year.
Right.
But Georgia beats you by 4 touchdowns, LSU beats you by 3 touchdowns, and Clemson beats you 38-3 again by 35 points.
I don't know.
Again.
That's senior night for Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. I'm got to think we're putting a 50 burger up.
50-10 then. All right?
Yeah.
8-4 with blowout losses to Georgia, LSU, and Clemson in the season.
Yeah.
I just think it doesn't – I don't know. Again, it's almost like you got lucky this year that you're not having Gamecock Club meetings and Spurs Up meetings, all this kind of stuff, because you don't have to answer those questions. You cancel those things. But how do you raise money again off of Clemson and Georgia, LSU, and these schools? You know, I don't know.
Right.
I think it's a tough deal, man.
Well, I guess, you know, the only question is if, you know, that November goes the way you just put out there, one way to keep his job, how does Luke Doty look at the end? How's he look down the stretch?
It sounds like Doty's going to play.
I mean, as it sounds, every year in Columbia, the backup quarterback's going to be the guy.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I mean, wasn't it just a year ago Holinsky was the guy?
Right. It's a very, very good point. No doubt. Very good point. All right. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. I do have some more good news for you. You know, we've got these good news segments in every hour now. Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Things are different at Trail. I want you to call them when you're thinking about building and thinking about going on. I've got a bunch of people in the construction industry saying, hey, man, we're still building and things still going on. Trail was planned out so far in advance anyway that it's not affecting them. But I just want to tell you, you know, in this idea that we're now re-energizing relationships, heard a story the other day about someone saying, you know, I never realized the importance of relationships until now. And I'm like, what? Where have you been? You know, in our business, we're now about relationships. I'm seeing about these national companies that are advertising and they're talking about relationships with their customers and their employees. I'm like, man, where you guys been? Like, this is what Trail's been doing forever. Think about Trail. Let them build your next building for you. 800-319-7006. They don't build single family homes. They build everything else. If you want your building done on time, if you want it done on budget, if you want this kind of long-lasting relationship, ask about the better building process and how they will exceed your expectations with every single aspect of what they do and how they do it for you. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Final segment of the show right after this.
Marco's Pizza has come to Clemson, featuring pizza, wings, subs, and salads. Marco's Pizza is owned by former Tigers Byron Maxwell and Jarvis Jenkins. 707-4992 for delivery or carryout. Order online at marcos.com with or without the app.
First Class Halt specializes in service. That's why we only service Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. We believe in being experts in our field and these makes. Don't take our word for it. Read our reviews. With 2 locations to serve, Greenville and Anderson, firstclasshalt.com, your dealership alternative.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
George Coleman Ford is taking the lead and offering you great deals on available 2019 inventory, like a 2019 Mustang with leather and navigation. Zero down, just $428 a month with approved credit. 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. Remember, no hidden fees ever at George Coleman Ford. Deliver your new vehicle free within 300 miles of the store. Cars cost less than drivers rest. Offer good through the end of this month.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new Trane system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent Trane dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome back. Final segment of a Monday. And Tony Morrell joins us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Trying to plan a special show right now for Wednesday. I've got two back-to-back Wednesday shows kind of planning right now, and I don't know which one I'm going to do first. I don't want to mention it, get you too fired up here, but I got two different ideas for Wednesday shows next 2 weeks, if I can put these together. Thursdays, you know, Paul Strelo joins us Fridays, our Legends Friday, and Josh was back with us. That was awful fun to see. There's a couple of sports stories that are going on since we came on the air this morning. Number one is that the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony rescheduled for July the 23rd of 2021. So they'll open next year with the same time slot that was scheduled. They're originally supposed to take place this summer, as you know, but because of all the worldwide events, the pandemic stuff going on now, that we're talking about July the 23rd of 2021. And John, I got to tell you, man, wouldn't this be great if we could have pulled this off this summer? It would have been awesome. I know why we're not doing it, but I think the Olympics are awesome. And I think the Olympics are just, to me, I'm a huge Olympic fan. We talk about it on a show more than any show. We love it. We get all into it. It wouldn't have been awesome if we could have come back this year with this insatiable desire we have for sports and get some Olympic coverage in this thing.
Yeah, I would have for sure.
But it's not going to happen. I am glad to see, though, that we have pushed it back only 1 year and that we're going to have the Olympics again. We're not just canceling the Olympics. So that's pretty good news to see out of all that. I did see where Barcelona's Lionel Messi, did I say that right?
Yes.
Agrees to a 70% pay cut with the pandemic going on.
Good for him. He's made a ton over his career, so good on him.
Yeah, man, yeah. And if you do, just give your money away. If you've got extra money, give your money away. We don't have tons of extra money, but we're giving our money away, and we're continuing to do that to support charities and causes out there. I want to encourage you to do all that. John, your thought on the picture I just talked to you about. There's a story out that Aroldis Chapman is jacked up. And if you want to see this, if you're on Instagram, he is _the Cuban Missile 54. Or you can go to CBS Sports and click on the article that says Aroldis Chapman bulked up. But there's a picture of him, I guess, playing some sort of Scrabble type game. And he looks like, who would you say he looks like, John?
I say he looked like the draft photo from DK Metcalf last year. Wide receiver for the Seahawks.
Chapman's arms and shoulders.
If he doesn't get tested for PEDs the second they reopen baseball.
I'm telling you, man, he looks massive. Like Raekwon McMillan or something. You know?
Looks like a linebacker.
He does. He looks like an inside linebacker.
Looks like Trey Lamar.
If you're, yes, exactly. If you are near a computer right now, look, go to CBSSports.com, click on the Aroldis Chapman story in the right-hand corner, or on Instagram, _the Cuban Missile 54, or just do a Google search. This is unbelievable. The shoulders, the biceps, the triceps. I would worry about throwing a baseball, though. Can you still throw a baseball that big? Look at that big? No baseball players ever look like that, have they?
No.
No pitchers ever look like that.
I mean, he looks closer to like Jose Canseco or something.
Exactly.
I mean, at the top of the article, there's a photo of him on the mound in New York.
And he was a big dude then.
I mean, his arms look like they've tripled in size.
Right, right. And maybe it's a camera angle. You know, sure. He's listed at 6'4", 220. He's a big dude anyway.
Is Isaiah Simmons the closer for the Yankees? Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious, man. What's going on there? All right, one last thing here before we get to our good news segment. Shaka Smart being brought back at Texas for his sixth season. I'll ask you, John, is this the right thing and the wrong thing to do? He's gone 20-13, 11-22, 19-15, 21-16, and 19-12 now. Two NCAA tournaments, one non-tournament, and one NIT, in which they won the NIT championship that year. But he hadn't won a tournament game yet. But he's gone to a tournament twice. I know that Shaka is not achieving what they thought he would achieve, but it's not fireable so far, is it?
I don't believe it's fireable. But I also think right now in the current landscape, if they tried to fire their coach and go through a coaching search right now,
yeah.
I think the way that they improved at the end of the season, they showed some progress. And I agree. I think Shaka Smart's a very good coach. I think it was kind of a no-brainer, given the climate that we're in right now, to bring him back for one more year.
So what you're telling me is that you think that the COVID-19 makes us more lenient on coaches across the board?
I think every situation is different. But I think when you look at a school like Texas, that it's so high profile that when they go through a coaching search, it is a big deal for any sport. I just don't know if they could vet the candidates that they'd really want to.
I think also the finances, right?
Sure. I think it has a lot to do with it.
That if we're... How can you say...
That's pretty yeah. ridiculous.
How can you say that we're not going to let our seniors back in baseball, but we got the money because we had the money, but we got the money to pay a coach and to
do the buyouts.
So I do see some of that. Yeah. Do we know? I mean, who's been fired since this? I don't know of anybody. Do you?
No.
Any basketball coach has been fired?
No.
Maybe it's a stay of execution for some basketball coaches. Yeah.
I know Danny Manning's still at Wake Forest, so. He's still there.
He's got a job.
He's got a job. Everybody should still
then
have.
Then we're all safe. Everybody's safe.
As a nation, we all need to look at Danny Manning's job security as just, you know, a beacon of hope.
That's exactly right. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands for Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. Then call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. He is a dear friend of mine. He is a guy that I trust with everything. and you know, a guy that we have our insurance with, our homeowners, our auto owners stuff, auto stuff. And I just know that the way we review it, and I know I've got great coverage. If you don't know what you're paying or what you're paying for, how much coverage you have or how much coverage you need, you don't want to be underinsured. You don't want to be overinsured. Find out. Let Brad do that assessment for you. It's our great friends of Brad Hughes, Allstate Insurance Agency, 292-3001. Get in touch with Brad Hughes. Today, I forgive Herb Street. Again, man, maybe the guy's very busy. Maybe the guy just hadn't really paid all that much attention. When he said he'd be shocked if we play football in the NFL or college football this year, maybe he's just an overall pessimist. I don't know. Maybe he's not paying attention to what Novartis is doing, what these drugs are doing. Maybe he's not paying attention. Maybe he does think, maybe he's just thinks you have to have a vaccine beforehand. I don't think that's the case, but maybe he's just a doom and gloomer. I can't go through my life thinking that we're not going to have that, though. I've got to have something to look forward to. Got to have a little hope. And I think Kurt Herbstreit in this deal of saying football won't be played this year, I think is 150% wrong. Couldn't be more wrong. Maybe he knows something that I don't know, but I doubt that very seriously. I think he comes across as uninformed with this thing. And the thing I pay attention to says we're going to find a way to play. We're going to find a way to get this meds in us. We're going to find a way to shut down this, get us off of ventilators and get the death rate down. And we're going to find a way to get people back at work and find a way to cure the symptoms of respiratory and inflammation and be out of work for 2 days rather than being on a ventilator for 21 days and end up dying. That's just what I feel like. Buddy, we finished things up with a really, really good news in our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, last week headlines were made when Trevor Lawrence and his girlfriend started the GoFundMe for help for COVID-19. Sam Ellinger got involved.
Oh, you
as well.
Stole it. You just stole it. Ah. You just stole it.
Keep going. You're going great.
Well, if you go to the Roar's Twitter account, we have a link provided there so everyone can donate and we can all help come together in these trying times.
You can go.
My apologies for taking your
time. No. You're more important. John Kishman, so at on our Twitter feed right now, The Roar.
Yes.
There is a
link. At 105.5 The Roar.
Right. At 105.5 The Roar. There's a link. I'm sure we will be getting up on our website as well.
Yes.
A link for this. The quote that we use on our Twitter feed is what got my attention. Trevor Lawrence and Marissa Mowry, his girlfriend, who plays soccer over at Anderson University, said, quote, "We believe as Christians it is our responsibility to love and to serve those around us, especially during this pandemic. We appreciate any and all efforts from you all. Every dollar makes a difference. Donate here." And it's communityfoundationwga.org/Lawrence Mowry. And you can go to that today and make that call today. Or make that today. And then I'll just expand on this. Kelly Graham says she just donated. I'm going to donate here for sure this morning. We're challenging all of our listeners to donate on this. And for Quark Talking and for Kelly's show, they said call us, text, tweet us, letting you know that you contributed to this stuff. In a world, buddy, in which we love to point out all the bad things that are going on all around us, in a world which us old people talk about how dumb and selfish and how crazy the young people are, here are two young people that are amazing and are doing amazing things. And years ago, I used to quote, I think it's from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where George Clooney says, you know, I'd rather light a candle than curse your darkness. these are two people that are lighting candles, man. And these are two people that are making a difference. And I think this is awesome. Now, the NCAA has gone along with this, as we talked about last week. This is great. And, you know, we're seeing, if we just pay just a little bit of attention out there, we're seeing some unbelievable things. So I don't know Trevor well. I don't know Marissa, but this is a great deal, and these young people have decided to use what God's given them and their platform, and they're gonna make a difference. They're gonna help feed people and help in the face of some really, really, really bad stuff. The final part of that is that, you know, there's so many things that we can be be part of the problem or part of the solution. And we see these young people be part of the solution. I'm encouraged, and that's why I'm encouraged about all this. Again, John, the smartest people on earth are working on this thing. Some of the most loving, caring, kind-hearted people on earth are doing things. And pay attention out there. If you just pay attention, it's there among us. Just a little bit of attention. And turn off the stinking news and turn off the stinking doomsdayers out there. And don't let them get you down, man. They can't get you down if you don't let them get you down. They can try, but if you don't let them in, if you don't let the doom and gloom in, it can't come in. So good on you, Marissa. Good on you, Trevor. Donate to this. I'm going to do it as soon as the show's over. We can all do a little tiny part. Any little part of it helps. But more than anything else, the symbolism of it means more to me, and seeing these two great people do great things. John Hyatt, man, as usual, did a terrific job. Hey, no Drake this morning. I guess Drake's in there asleep, man. Maybe little fella's in there still. Sawing little toothpicks. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Tomorrow, Tony Morrell will be with us. Up next, Brad and Ben. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Monday, but more importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the